Give me just a second, Gary. I forgot.
Four DOS, standing by for net.
To CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Your repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. And is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight we will start with our pre-net check-ins. And first there, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim N4JRB down there in Greer. Then we'd like to welcome James KD4HEY out of Piedmont. Then we've got Mr. Andrew W2AMD out of Simpsonville. Next is Mr. Mail K4XMR from Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Fred W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla N4IEI to make their home and travelers rest. Next we'd like to welcome Don KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda KG4QLQ out of Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Ben KO4ZEW from Simpsonville. Then we've got Mr. Danny KQ4NHB, and he's out of Greenville. Next, we've got Mr. Robert, KQ4OAS, out of Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. Then we've got Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, from Table Rock. Then we've got Mr. Gus, AA4GH, and is still in Newland, North Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome Howard, KA3WPP. Next, we'd like to welcome John, KI4GOD. Let me give this a rest here. I'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome Rusty, WU2T, from Moore. And then we'd like to welcome Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And we've got an EchoLink station waiting, so we'll go ahead and move over there. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Whiskey Hotel 6, Alpha, November Hotel. Carl, Charlie Alpha Radio Lima, Denver, Colorado, no traffic.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Carl, WH6HN, WH6ANH, out of Denver, Colorado. And Carl, thank you for stopping in here tonight. I think you win the DX award there tonight for long distance contact, and I do appreciate you coming in here and checking in with me. And with that, tonight being Friday night, we will start with Uniform Through Delta, Uniform Through Delta on RF section. Delta. Sorry, Uniform Through Zulu. It's going to be one of those nights, fellas, ladies. Uniform Through Zulu, Uniform Through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Pause, we assume we don't have anybody in that group for tonight, and we'll move it up to the top of the alphabet. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. We'll get it right this time. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in wear shoals and she'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative. 73, see you, and everybody on the net.
Check in Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, that's KC4 PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Patrick, please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Valhalla, I'll be negative and negative, 73, y'all.
For HKX. Missile Ace in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic. I'll be around for comments. And also via telephone relay, KI4DGY. That's our son Anthony up in Charlotte. He's on the phone with his mom. So get him on the list tonight.
Anthony's call again one more time, please, sir.
Yes, 4 Delta Golf Yankee.
I do appreciate that. All right, let's welcome this fine group in here. First, we got Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, and they're in make their home in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, they bring their daughter in, KM4MOQ. And she's down in Ware Shoals. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, over in Easley. Then we've got KC4PLT, and that is Richard down in Georgia. And next, we'd like to welcome N4AHO down there in Walhalla. Then we've got Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, and keeper of all things SwapNet. And he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. And their son, Anthony, by telephone relay, KI4DGY. And they make their home down in Easley. Anthony's up in Hendersonville. And Gary, I got you down for comments, so I'll be back around shortly. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Cameron. I will be negative, negative night, Patrick. Thanks.
HKX. This is W4, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome this fine group in. First, there is Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, and he's over there in Candler for me. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down there in Taylor. And Gene, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by also. My pleasure to check each and every one of you in. And with that, we'll try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. Calling November 4th, Juliet Romeo Bravo. That's N4JRB. This is KQ4TGH. And can you come back one more time with that?
The call on another station there, Patrick, KI4DOS.
Sure, because it just as I released the mic, I heard him. He's already checked in on the pre-net, so hopefully he gets squared away and gets taken care of. So with that, we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. KTLO4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet. Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for running the net.
This is KO4HGX in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, over there in Tuxedo. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, up there in Asheville. And Duncan is one of our Monday night net controllers. And Duncan, thank you for coming by and checking in with me tonight. I do appreciate that. And with that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HGX.
KX, this is KK4JBQ. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. Her name is Donna. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be here for a short comment. I hope everyone has had a good few days. 73.
Cole. Computer, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Golf Zulu, Golf David in Easley, South Carolina. I might be slightly out of turn, I'm sorry. But if you're a KM4, GZG, David Easley, and thank you for calling that tonight, sir.
KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home down in Greer. And Larry, I got you down for comment, and good to hear you on the radio tonight. Been missing you. Next, we'd like to welcome KM4GZG. That's Mr. David down there in Easley. And David, don't worry about being out of turn. Just glad to have you tonight. Thank you for stopping by and checking in with me, sir. And with that, we will try it one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
WG4MC. This is Matt Weston of Ramley County, B Native and Native, 73 to you and all on the net.
4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM, over there in Inman. And Walt, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome our Thursday night net control. That's Mr. Matt, WG4MC, down there in Greenville. And Matt, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping in here and checking in with me. And then with that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. Pause. We're going to move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. No, me negative and negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD, Larry. Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra, KG4AHS, Rhonda. We're both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight. Hope you're having a good evening. Thank you for calling the net.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet.
Another fine group here. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice had a wonderful day and tried to stay inside where it was cool. And thank you for stopping by tonight and checking in with me. Next, we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. Chris, it's good to see you today. I enjoyed our trip and look forward to the next one. Then we'd like to welcome one of our Friday night net controllers. That's Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. And he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, and they make their home down in Easley. And Larry, thanks for stopping in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KK4TRJ, down there in Calpins. And Bill, thank you for stopping in here tonight. I do appreciate it and enjoy checking each and every one in. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that, we have been all the way through the alphabet one time. So we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX, please check in. Kilo, Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out.
Thanks, Jack. Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Scan Kilo 4, Mike Delta India, K4MDI. Scott and Seneca, negative and negative.
Yes. Appreciate you getting us together on Friday night. Sounds like you got a good net going, sir. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. His name is Mike. The location is at home in Simpsonville tonight. No comments, no traffic tonight, Patrick. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
We'll welcome this fine group in. First, there's Mr. Nick, KQ4QHV, down in Pendleton. Nick, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Colin, W4CWF down in Mill Springs. And thank you for stopping in tonight, Colin. Do appreciate it. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, K4MDI, down there in Seneca. Scott, appreciate you coming in here. Then we've got one of our Saturday night net controllers. And Mike, I think you're calling tomorrow night. Is that correct? AK4HR down there in Simpsonville. Thank you for coming in here tonight.
I'm on the schedule tomorrow night, and I appreciate everybody coming by and checking in with me. It's always a good time on Saturday night to hear some familiar call signs, new call signs, and some familiar voices. But, yes, sir, you are correct. I'll be on the net tomorrow night.
We'd like to say thank you for coming in here and checking in with me. And, Mike, thanks for being willing to call the net tomorrow night. Look forward to checking in with you. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4RW Richard and Grable. Negative and negative. Good evening.
Welcome, Mr. Richard. K4ROW down there in Greenville. Richard, good to hear you tonight. And thanks for stopping by, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Hello to you and Elise and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane and I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table tonight, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net.
I'd like to welcome my friend Shane, N4ZLK, and he is mobile on his way to Atlanta. And Shane, you be careful down there tonight and have a safe trip, and hopefully you get done early. But thanks for stopping by tonight and checking in with me. And you make number 50 on this list, so make sure you check in with Gary Wynn tonight, and he'll have your door prize for you. Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, I'd like to check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Tango Golf Hotel. This is my first time checking into a net. I guess I would be negative and negative. I'm calling on mobile from Easley.
The KQ4TGH, can you give me your name, please, sir?
KO4HKX. My name is Jonathan. Sorry. This is my first time. Like I said, this is KQ4TGH, Kilo, Quebec 4, Tango Golf Hotel.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Jonathan, KQ4TGH, and he is down there mobile and Easley. And Jonathan, not a problem. Glad to have you tonight. We're here every night at 9 o'clock, and there will be a different net controller every night. But love to have you check in with us as often as you feel like you can, and just make yourself at home. You're welcome anytime. But thanks for checking in tonight. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And first on the stump tonight, on the nice shiny stump, that is Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Please call KO4HKX.
KX in the net, KI4DOS. Patrick, I thought Carl out there in Colorado, he said no traffic. I don't know if he meant to stay around for RAG2 or not. Is he still on Echo Link?
That's the reason I didn't see him.
Turned Echo Link off when you started calling, so I didn't know if he was still up there or not. But anyway, had a wonderful, wonderful day today. Got to go on a little road trip and went shopping. Picked up a few things that I'd been wanting, and which turned out real well. Really enjoyed the company. Had a marvelous time, and I'd love to do it again sometime in the near future. But when it's a little cooler, it was kind of warm down there today, but that's all right. We made it through, which is all that matters. I was sitting outside with a dog, and she came inside, and we sat down and looked at what I picked up. I didn't pick up much. I got me a couple of pair of pants and a couple of belts and stuff like that, and which was a good thing. And she said, well, I want to run them through the washing machine. And I said, well, you know where they are. So she's already run them through the washer, and they're in the dryer, or were in the dryer. I guess they're dry now. But anyway, I just had a good time doing that today. Other than that, I hadn't done a whole lot since I've been home. I wanted to take a nap, but I didn't get to.
Well, Gary, I enjoyed the trip today, too, and the company was awesome, I have to say. It was a nice ride through the country. And GPS got us to our destination to and from, so a good trip. And Gary, I apologize for being late tonight. I don't know what I was thinking. I was just sitting in there waiting for the net to start.
Well, I, we had talked earlier, and you said that you would pick it up, and 9 o'clock came and went, and it was 9:01. I better holler and make sure find out what's going on. I didn't know if you might have had to step out for some reason. And if you had, that'd have been all right. I'd have went ahead and picked it up in your stead. But anyway, I'm glad it got taken care of, and not a problem. It was a minute late. It didn't hurt anything or bother anybody that I know of. If it did, well, they just have to scratch their little spot there and get over it. Things like this happen. But anyway, we are needing some more net controllers. I'll put that out while I've got the key down. We got a couple of nights open. We got like every other Friday night open. Got a few openings on Saturday. Got Mondays and... Yeah, just anytime anybody wants to come in and be in net control, we'll be glad to help them out any way we can. It's an awfully lot of fun. At least I have fun with it.
That, and they can't make any more mistakes than I did tonight. So, I mean, I don't know why it's
so intimidating on everybody, but I know starting out it is, it's intimidating, and but like I said, we make mistakes, we're human, nobody's here to grade you or crucify you, so we're all here to enjoy the time together and come together over a hobby that we all enjoy.
Young man, well, I'll tell you this little story real quick. I remember my first night sitting down in front of the radio with I do mine by pencil and paper, folks. I do it the old-fashioned way. I don't use a computer. Computers in front of me with the pre-nets and the echo link and all that, but I do all the check-ins with pencil and paper. And I sat down in front of the radios with my pad, and Don Lawless, KG4PFI, had been calling on Wednesday nights, and he asked me if I'd like to call on Wednesday nights, and I said, well, I don't know, I'll give it a try. And so I went over to his house and picked up the swap net book and the whole nine yards. Anyway, make a long story short, I sat down in front of the radios on a Wednesday night. I broke out in a sweat. I'm telling you what's the truth. You thought I was out in the, digging the biggest ditch you ever seen out in the bright sunlight. And I was nervous. Goodness gracious. My hands were sweaty. My papers were wet. Oh, gosh, it was just a terrible mess. But when I cleared the microphone and called CQ, it all went away. I've been talking on the radio for I don't know how long, but all that mic fright went away, and I got to where I really enjoy it. It's a whole lot of fun for me, and I enjoy doing it. And you probably know I've been doing it for about 18 years, so. maybe we can find some young fella that would like to take my place.
You're a special kind of person, and I don't think anybody could really take your place with that. But I do appreciate all the time and effort you've put into making this net what it is. And everybody that comes by and checks in with us is just as important as the other one, and because without them, there is no net. We can sit here all night and call net control, and nobody answers us. We ain't got nothing. So it's a pleasure to check each and every one of them in and get to know them, because you get to know them real quick. You'll learn their voices, and you'll have their call signs down, most of them, before they finish telling it to you. And so it's just a joy after you've been done it a little bit and got comfortable. And like you say, that first night, the first one's the tough one, but after that, it's all easy. And just learning how to talk to people, and I think that's why we got in this hobby, so I don't think any of us have a problem talking. At least I know I don't.
Say in there, let that repeater identify. You're absolutely right, Patrick. These folks out there in radio land, they are the net. They're the ones that make the net. They call in each night, check in with the net controllers. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a net to try to put on out here. So if we don't have them, we ain't got a net. So y'all come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night if you could make it. Patrick, that's about all I've got this evening. Appreciate what you do for us. Appreciate the kind words that you put out about me. But I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. And it is why we got in the hobby, to talk to folks all over the world. And, meet new friends and people would like to have the same likes and dislikes, so to speak. There's so many different aspects to the hobby that we have. You can do just about anything you want to do as far as that goes. You can CW, do digital, slow scan TV. The list just goes on and on and on.
But anyway, I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Sound like you got a really good net going. Appreciate you calling it, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. KO4 HKX in the net. KI4 DOS.
For HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Gary, good to talk to you tonight. I hope you enjoy. Have a wonderful evening, and it was good to see both of y'all today, and just enjoyed our time. I do appreciate that. And with that, we're going to try see if we got any check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. But none being heard, we're going to go to Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. KK4JBQ. A little out of breath, forgive me. I've been out of circulation for a while. Probably the best way to put it. Mr. COVID came for a visit here. Touched Donna first. One of her girlfriends, I suppose. And Donna gets out a lot more. She has to. She's got outside the house responsibilities at the church. But with handbell choir and senior choir, that's voices, of course, and the church pantry, which is a community food bank type of thing, she does, and then we have a church school also, and which was her main thing when she was in the working life, as we retirees call it. She does both those things. That just keeps her running, truly. But anyhow, I picked it up, and I'd never seen anything like that before, and I've just not been vocal for the last several days. I got rather handy with checking in over the pre-net check-in through the club's website. Now that is a handy dandy thing. Anybody out there, if you're going to miss, don't. Just don't. Because that is fall off a log easy. It's a very big graphic, easy to see. You're not going to lose it on the page or anything like that. And it accepts input right away. And it's a solid thing and gives you a confirmation after. It couldn't be better. So if you've never done that, just do it once and check in over the air anyway, just to get a little familiarization with it. That would be my recommendation. Was it going to matter? The net control is going to know he's checked you in, of course, with pre-net check-ins, but he's going to know he's got a double check-in there. You might mention it, but you know what I'm saying? Just to play with it. It's just a fine thing, really. KK4JBQ.
For HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, first off, it's really good to hear you back on the air. I'm glad you and Ms. Donna are feeling a little bit better anyway. And yes, the pre-net check-in is a handy thing to have when something like that's going on, so everybody at least knows you're doing somewhat okay. Because that COVID, it can be pretty mean. And I know when I had it, it took me down for a little bit. So can only imagine how it is on somebody a little bit older than I am. But I'm glad you and Miss Donna are doing much better. And you know how good it is to hear you on the air tonight.
That means a lot. Yeah, this really took the tension out of my spring, I'll call it. I didn't, you know, for several, maybe 3 days initially when I knew I had something serious before either of us was actually tested. Well, I was just slammed down in a chair in my relaxing recliner here in the shack. Didn't know how convenient that was going to be, given a situation like this, because I was really knocked off my feet. Just walking back and forth to the kitchen for a glass of water was nonsense, just nonsense. I'd be winded, I'd be, ready for a nap. Yeah, and you wake up in the morning, had a fairly decent night's rest, and you go for a bite of breakfast? No, not hungry for that. And then walk back and you're ready for another nap. It really does sap you of everything that looks anything like energy. But I'm on my crawl back up out of this, and I thought tonight would be a good night. Wanted to make your net anyway. I feel very welcome here, and I thought I'd make the attempt. And it's working out all right. I get little things done. Today my project, and I like to think of it that way, my project was replacing batteries in the remotes that open our community gate. We're in a gated community, and you can pull the car up. And there's an antenna on a receiver there, but if the little clicker that we were given 25 years ago, if the battery is weak, then the gate will not open for you. Now, Donna was fortunate. She does a lot more road travel than I do. And she was fortunate that her automobile, much newer than mine, had its own little gizmo where she could train the thing. And its power was not in question. So whatever code that it passed on through, digital code passed through the air, the car was able to do that, but only at the back gate. There's a back gate. So she'd fail in the front, then she'd have to drive all the way around to the back of the complex and enter that way. A little aggravating. So she's complained. And she's not a complainer, really. Bless her heart. But when she does say anything, it's time to get on the stick right then. You may know what that's like. So I says, well, let me have your clicker, and I'll check the voltage on the battery. It had a 12-volt battery, and it read 12.1 volts. And she says it just won't reach, and, it's away from the antenna when she makes the click. So something's wrong there. A 12-volt battery is not a very strong signal in this particular circuit. And as I said, it's been around a while. So we got some new batteries, and they read 13.1 volts when they're fresh, and she'll have no problem with it anymore. Husband feel nice to be able to do something for his special lady when it's that easy to do, for crying out loud. Anybody not listening to my voice has enough electronic understanding to replace a battery for sure. So just be eager to help your mate when you can. You know what I mean? KK4 JDQ.
So for HKX, the Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Well, Larry, I have to agree with you. As a husband, we ought to be willing to help our ladies with anything that we possibly can. That is our job, as far as I'm concerned. I know there's ladies out there that want to do it themselves, and that's fine too. If that's your thing, and that's not a problem with that. But as men, that's how I feel that I ought to be, is there to help my wife do whatever I can to help her and make her life as easy as possible.
That, like I say, I feel like that is my job. Been married 28 years now, so getting on up there. Think I'm starting to understand a little bit about it, and that is one of the main things that should be going. Like the wife, my wife is having problems with the car, and we're having problems finding parts. Well, I've been digging and scouring the internet for the last week trying to find them, and finally found them tonight. So hopefully I'll get that problem fixed here relatively quickly as after I can get the parts. But I agree with you that we ought to be helping each other out as much as we possibly can, because there's enough fight out there in between everything else going on. It shouldn't need any in the house.
I understand that things are changing today. I think it's very unfortunate. But when I was growing up, you know, all us guys, we knew we were going to get matched up one day, you know. And the thing was to decide, I figured this out with the help from some good buddies. You figure out that you're just going to be the best mate that you can be. And that's, you know a lot of things about a lot of things that your wife may or may not know anything about. Replacing batteries and clickers is not anything Donna wants to touch. And, you know, I've repaired watches, so that's very, very tiny. You know, special tools are needed, but still, I have the skills to do that. So I just knew that to get your mind in the right place, you're going to be a good husband, you're going to be a good wife, if you just decide that you're going to be the best at what you do. And that just relieves one thing, you might say, just talk about one thing, from your mate. Now, for me, I always thought I wanted to, I didn't marry until late. I guess maybe I was choosy, picky. But I wanted to learn how to cook. My mama would not. She wouldn't hear of it. That was in her generation. Men were just not allowed to be anywhere near the kitchen or the foodstuffs, you know. Call them when it's ready. That's their job, to sit down and enjoy it. And I watched this happen with my mom and my dad, but I just thought that's kind of weird because, you know, when I get grown up and leave the family and whatever, there's no guarantee you're going to have a mate to cook up your grub, you know, and you want to eat, don't you? So I thought it might be a good thing for me to learn how to cook. She wouldn't hear of it. I don't know. I still wonder at that. She broke down once with biscuits. I guess because I didn't have to do anything. I just stood there and heard her instructions. Excuse me, that's going to be there a while. Oh. And so I said, Mama, I think I got it. And she said, would you make a little one here? And so when they were all baked up, I had the little one, you know, because she wanted to be different. I was just a little boy at the time. So I had the little biscuit. And that was the one cooking lesson that I got. She wouldn't hear of it. She made all kinds of noises about me being too small, about me not being able to see over the top of the stove. Well, I was small when I started, you know, bugging her about it. But I grew up. Here I am not 5 or 6 anymore, but I'm 16. And the time is coming close. She still wouldn't hear of it. Never heard of anything like that. KK4JBQ.
Encountered it in my lifetime directly, but I know in times past that that's the way things were. Now, in my house anyway, I'm outside, I'm on the grill, and when my wife is in the kitchen, you don't go in the kitchen because you're going to get in her way and she's going to get mad at me.
And I want to get my grub, just like you were saying. So I've learned to stay out of the kitchen when she's in there. But, yeah, it's I don't know. There's been some good changes, but there's been some that aren't so good, in my opinion. But that's why opinions. Everybody's got one, and they're entitled to their own. And it is what it is all I know to say on that one. I mean, you can't fight it. No point in it. But I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that's happened in our lifetime, in my lifetime anyway. But what do you do now? All we can do is try to raise our kids the way that we want them raised and teach them what we were raised with and give them the best start we can.
That's our, you know, that's number one job with a parent. Make the best people out of this raw material that you have with a baby. It's, you know, some people call it a blank slate. I think there's more there than a blank slate. But all of the things that make a human being civilized comes, you know, after you're potty trained and stuff like that. Parents have such a big job, and it's so complete, along with, you know, the regular job that they're held accountable for also. Let's not forget that. Can't forget that. And so often, it's the way our society is, I suppose. As I look back, and not much has changed here, except just recently, my parents just turned over educating me to the public school system. They just saw that I got to school with clean clothes and a full belly to start the day. And everything else, they didn't want anything to do with. They didn't go to any meetings that the teacher wanted to have. I was not the kind of kid that parents were called in to talk about my misbehavior, you know. I wasn't that kind of kid. So my parents just, they didn't care about education, to tell you the truth. But my mama finished the eighth grade, and my dad finished third grade. So they did not have a concept of higher education, you might say. And so it's totally forgivable and understandable at the same time that they couldn't be concerned about education. But I desired as much as I could get a hold of. And it was only after I married, as I said earlier, Donna and I married late, that I went back to school and finished a college degree. Actually, a couple of them. So, son of a gun, I excelled where that is concerned. First one in my family ever that I'm aware of to go to college. And that's something real special, but it takes a special drive to want it that bad. I was what they called a non-traditional student. Every other student in that room was, I was twice their age, truly, as a freshman, you know, I was twice their age. Now, we didn't have a great deal. All my teachers liked me, you know. Every professor just thought, this guy's serious. This guy's a student. He's here to learn. And any other students that I interacted with, they understood that, too. They were on. It was a big team thing back then. College has probably changed since then. I don't know. I graduated in 96. And we were put together in teams. And I was a driver, you know, to get everybody assigned a task, to keep up with what people were doing, to get all of our work together, to make our presentations top-notch. I was in college business, so this worked. Anyway, I enjoyed school. Anyhow, that's a lot more than anybody ever wanted to know, I suppose. But I'm just having fun talking, because I had not, believe me, honestly, I'd go days without speaking a word because I've just had no energy. Here it is, I'm back. Patrick, thank you for calling the net for us. Here we're coming up on 10 o'clock, and I just hope there's somebody else out there who wants to check in, because I'm about to check out. This is KK4JBQ. I loved it. Thank you for bringing us together here tonight. And I'll talk with somebody here tomorrow night. 7-3.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Larry, it was, like I said, it was a pleasure to hear you back on the air tonight. Glad you and Miss Donna are feeling better. And the cough, for me, hung around for about a month. So hopefully you get over that quicker than I did and get back to your normal routine. But, yes, I remember those days when just it was a struggle just to get up out of the chair and go do anything, just to walk across the house. And it lasted about a week for me. But I'm glad y'all are back up, and it was really good to hear you on the air tonight. And Mike will be calling tomorrow night, AK4HR. So I invite everybody by to check in with him and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. But I'm pretty sure he uses the computers like I do. So, Larry, it was good to hear you on the air tonight, and thank you for stopping in and checking in with me. Always a pleasure. But with that, we're going to try one more time and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Then Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee, KF4, NXY David, and my wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray. AF4SX. We're down here in southern Greenville County and a big metropolis of Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out. And glad, good to hear you tonight doing the net. You always do a good job with it. And hope you have a good weekend. And back to net control.
JRB, Jim from Greer. I was calling you to clarify what was going on earlier. Kilo Quebec 4, Tango, Golf Hotel, Jonathan, he was actually trying to call me. This was his first time calling the net. He didn't realize what was happening. But you heard my call sign because he was calling me. But we're all squared away now, and he's all giddy, so he'll be joining us more often. So I just wanted to clear that up. This is M4 JRB.
All right, not a problem. Not a problem. It's definitely a misunderstanding there, but not an issue. And make sure to tell Jonathan that he's welcome. Love to have him check in with us and just become part of the group. But everybody's got to learn, and we're going to make mistakes. I made my share of them tonight, I can tell you that, just trying to call the net, and I'm not new at it. But thank you for coming back in here and letting us know what happened. KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looking for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Check-in Whiskey 4, Golf Yankee Lima. George in Kings Creek, South Carolina. Check me in and out, please.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. George, W4GYL, down there. I think you said, can you come back with your location there, George?
Kings Creek, which is up by Blacksburg, over.
I was just double checking to make sure it come up right in QRZ. It says Blacksburg. But thanks for coming back, and that's the first time checking in with me. So if you didn't know, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. Love to have you check in with us. There's a different net controller every night, so you won't have to listen to me every night, although I am doing it more than usual. But love to have you check in with us and just get to know the gang that comes in here and checks in with us. It's always a pleasure. So thank you once again for coming in here. With that, we'll try one more time. As long as I can keep getting them, we'll keep trying. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4 HKX.